If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer. So supposedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? It's fight day. Fight night. You know more. You're the average fight fan. Of course, David Benavidez and Callum Plant were just hours away. Of course, the only fight of the year thus far I'm sponsoring on pay-per-view. That's right. Buy this fight on pay-per-view. It's worth buying without a doubt. Of course, super middleweights. I think David Benavidez is the heir apparent to greatness. I think he's the next Mexican superstar. Mike Tyson calls him the Mexican monster. That's what he calls himself now, the Mexican monster. Of course, that was taken from the Iron Man, Mike Tyson. Speaking of Mike Tyson, of course, he is at the fight. He's expecting Benavidez to win. We'll hear from both David Benavidez and Callum Plant. And in 40 minutes past the hour, I'm going to go into making weight. That's right, making weight. How the hell guys cut 35 or 40 pounds? One guy lost 18 pounds overnight. We'll hear about that in depth. And of course, what happens to guys after they cut weight? And of course, they retire from boxing and or MMA. They become looking like Princess Mehmet, like 265 pounds. The guy fought 126 pounds, I kid you not, and now he weighs 260. That and more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, open phone lines around the planet. If you want to delve in, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Text me here in the studio. The number of the text line, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. 1613. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel, take it away.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The guitar, Mr. Jerry Cortez, Tower of Power. Check him out, towerofpower.com. Of course, this is a big fight weekend. Without a doubt, there's boxing all over the place. So it's Caleb Plant, David Benavidez. That's on top. Of course, Richard Comey and Jose Ramirez will be on ESPN. Of course, that's coming to us from Fresno, California. The raising capital of the world, folks. That's where I got my first traffic ticket. The highway patrol chased me into, I was on a Honda 70, and the highway patrol chased me into a raisin patch and caught me. I kid you not, with hot sirens, all that kind of good stuff. I was 14 years old. My first criminal act, my last probably. No, I'm just kidding. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and MMA. A man without a criminal background, of course, comes to us from the Bronx. Talk about the Bronx Bomber himself, Boxy's PhD, Socrates Palmer Jr. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. Happy to be back.
Well, everything's rocking and rolling, of course. Richard Comey from Ghana. Richard Comey's never been a guy I thought that put 300% into his efforts. And you said there's something about fighters from Ghana that look at it as a job. They're not really committed. What's up with that?
Yeah, man, I think that's it. I stand by it. And especially after what Joshua Clardy revealed, that he kind of tanked the fight against Pacquiao because he wasn't getting paid what he was expected. I don't know if it's something. It's funny because the Ghanaian culture of boxing, I mean, they produced some of the best fighters of the last 40, 50 years. I mean, you think of Azuma Nelson, you think of Ike Corte, you know, they produce guys that have, you know, that have put that region on the map. You know, I think Richard Comey gives a solid effort. I just think he's not that world title level, you know, at least that elite level. You know, yeah, he held the IBF, and he's a good fighter, but he's definitely seen much better days. Now, especially he's fighting at 140 pounds as opposed to his natural lightweight. It seems like he's cashing out.
He's too, you know what? I looked at him, and I always thought he was beatable. He's just too stiff. I always thought if you move to the, take one step over to the right, he never gets planted. You know what I'm saying? And he couldn't hit you. That's why I used to look at him. Anyway, Juan Carlos Ramirez is a -7-1 favorite, of course. Take that back. 12-1 on the money line. 7-1 as far as the odds are concerned. Of course, Comey, +435 underdog. Good luck on that one. Richard Comey, of course, come to us from Ghana. That'll be on ESPN from the Raising Capital World. Now, the big fight tonight, of course, David Benavidez, the monster, the Mexican monster. Do you think that's the title? Now, Mike Tyson gave him that name, and he sort of clung to it. Do you think that's fitting, or is that hype?
I think it's a little both. Benavidez has looked like a world beater for the past 2 years, you know, since he seemed to have taken his career serious again. You know, he had the little hiccup a couple of years back with the cocaine popping and some not making weight. But he's been on a roll, and he's steamrolled his opponent. So the moniker is fitting, but tonight's fight's a really intriguing matchup. You know, it's fascinating. You have two contrasting styles, you know, which always makes for must-watch boxing. You know, whose will is going to be superior? Who's going to impose their will on the other? You know, will Caleb Plant be able to box and have the wind that he didn't have against Canelo? Because I think part of that, his shortcoming against Canelo was that pace that he had, you know, being on his feet and the pressure. He's not a really big puncher. Canelo didn't respect him, and eventually he walked him down. And this is basically like the same fight, you know, if you think about it.
Okay. Things got a little nasty yesterday at the weigh-in. We'll hear from Caleb Plant first.
Caleb Plant, as expected, things a little bit testy at the stare down. What was said between the two fighters?
We were just exchanging pleasantries, you know, telling each other how much we like each other.
I saw your hand extend to his cheek. Is that mental warfare, or is this thing as real as it looks when we're talking about the dislike?
You know, he's been talking a lot, talking about how much he's going to whoop my ass and this and that, so we're going to see tomorrow. We're going to see tomorrow. You know what's up. You see it, boy. Shut up.
I've heard you. Caleb Plant.
Of course, the challenger, basically, of course, fighting for the WBC interim title, but the favorite, without a doubt, is David Benavidez. We'll get to Benavidez in our next segment. Of course, he is the monster, the Mexican monster. Mike Tyson says he is the best fighter pound for pound in the world, he thinks. Of course, 26-0, 23 knockouts, something like that. Of course, Caleb Plant only lost that one fight, of course, to the aforementioned Canelo Alvarez. No shame in that, but... Canelo's not what he once was. Of course, Canelo, I think that was his last big win. Do you think that's going to be Canelo's last big win on his record there, the win over Caleb Plant, Socrates?
You know what? You have to lean towards that way just because of the way he's looked his last couple of outings. He's fighting John Ryder coming up, which is a fight to build back his confidence, to build back his image. Caleb Plant's a good fighter. And he made Caleb Plant look pretty ordinary after four or five rounds. So that, yeah, I would have to lean towards that. Yeah, that may have been Canelo's last great hurrah in terms of looking spectacular.
Because, you know, from my wheelchair, I could have countered Canelo Alvarez every time he threw that Joe Frazier-like left hook against Triple G in his last fight and missed. I was writing them down. I got excited about this. So I'm saying to myself, this is the key to the fight. This is the key to the fight. He's just waiting, like George Foreman with Michael Moore. Triple G's just waiting to throw that bomb, just waiting to throw it. He never threw it. He never tried. Triple G, of course, is the guy I think that needs... He probably needs Just for Men more than I do. But the bottom line is he's like 40, 41 years older. Who's older than dirt. He was campaigning to go back to 160 pounds and make some money at 160. What's he going to do at 160? Fight Lara?
apparently, no. He turned down that fight. And I believe Lara's going to fight, I can't remember who, but the fight with Golovkin was declined, apparently. So... that was who he was mandated to fight by the WBA. You know, Canelo, I'm not going to say he's shot, but does he still want to be great? You know what I mean?
Cause No. He's done missing, bro. I've been watching guys for a long time. I mean, he could probably come up with something like a Roberto Duran-like comeback if he was Roberto Duran. I just don't think he's that. I don't think the commitment's there. And, you know, yeah. I just don't see it. And the fact that, I mean, I saw that picture of him, the picture they took for the poster. He's fatter than Daniel. Daniel's got back from New Orleans.
I mean, he's living good, bro. I mean, he's in Super Bowl commercials. He's buddy-buddy with Steph Curry. You know, now the joke by one of the big mouths in boxing, David Benavidez, his father, he says that no golf, no life. You know, making fun of his slogan, no boxing, no life. So, To me, I think does Canelo want it? Because, I mean, Canelo hasn't taken the beat.
But time out. Canelo says he doesn't fight Mexicans. He won't fight Mexicans. He doesn't fight black guys. He'll fight Daniel, but he won't fight any black guys.
That's been a narrative that's been pushed. But
No. Tell me. Or listen, Charlo's been there a long time. He could have made some money with Charlo without a doubt. He was the man. If he really wanted a Charlo fight, he could have made it. He would at one point in time, he could call all the shots.
Yeah, I mean, look, he fought Austin Trout early in his career. He fought Austin Trout. He fought Kirkland, Danny Jacobs. You know, who at the time wasn't. Shop worn. So it's a narrative that's been pushed, you know, especially by the PBC, you know, committee. So I'm not going to necessarily go there. Demetrius Andre and Charlo, the two guys that people point at that he's kind of avoided. But, you know,
No. I think the only one that points at Demetrius Andrade is himself. That's it. He's his own press guy. Nobody else barks about that guy at all. In fact, I'm surprised you even brought up his name, because outside of him and you, I haven't heard his name in a long time, except him wanting to do this and wanting to do that. I mean, he has to be known as the king of the vacant championships. I mean, they've given him all these. They gave him a vacant title at 154. They gave him a vacant title at 160. And I think they were rumored to give him a vacant title at 168. I mean, what does that say when you win vacant titles, man? I would never take a Golden Glove championship vacant. Although I know some guys that did take some unopposed Golden Glove titles. I wouldn't have done it. If there was nobody in my championship, guess what? In my weight division, that doesn't make me the champ.
I hear you, man. I mean, look, when they say he doesn't fight black fighters, I guess they mean black style. Caleb Plant is, you know, I'm going to use a word that I hope I don't get into. Caleb Plant is very wiggerish, you know, so he fights in that soulful style. So, I think there's a lot of, it's easy to hate Canelo, right? He's the guy with all the money. He calls all the shots. He's a prima donna. He's arrogant to an extent. So it's easy to hate on Canelo Alvarez.
No. But it comes time where you just got to stick a fork in a guy, and the time to stick the fork in Canelo is right now. I mean, the mere fact he wants to fight John Ryder, the reason why he's fighting John Ryder is that Daniel was booked that weekend. Outside of that, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, John Ryder,
who's coming off a win recently, so he's not a complete stiff, but he should be. He's the perfect opponent. To get Canelo's mojo back.
74,000 people are going to pack into something called Akron Stadium or something like down there in Guadalajara, Mexico. They're going to watch him slaughter this poor guy from across the pond. Of course, I hope this guy gets a suntan in Mexico, because that's all he's getting.
This could be Greg Haugen 2.0.
Exactly. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, of course. On the line from the Bronx Bomber himself, Socrates Palmer, boxing's true PhD. We'll talk that, boxing, and more, of course, the UFC as well, about 40 minutes past the hour. But straight up, in the next segment, we'll hear from David Benavidez. Of course, the man, the Mexican monster, unbeaten out of Arizona. Of course, I think he's the best fighter pound for pound in the 168-pound division. But in the world, Mike Tyson thinks that. Straight up, more boxing after the break.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the Legal Helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Caleb Plant, as expected, things a little bit testy at the stare down. What was said between the two fighters?
We were just exchanging pleasantries, you know, telling each other how much we like each other.
I saw your hand extend to his cheek. Is that mental warfare, or is this thing as real as it looks when we're talking about the dislike?
You know, he's been talking a lot, talking about how much he's going to whoop my ass and this and that, so we're going to see tomorrow. We're going to see tomorrow. You know what's up. You see it, boy. Shut up.
I've heard you say before that skills pays the bills. How do you win on Saturday?
I win in fashion. Get my hand raised in fashion. Tune in tomorrow night. It's going to be fireworks. You're going to find out for sure. Let's see.
Best of luck to you, Caleb. Thank you.
Caleb Plant, of course, the full interview there. Pre-fight, the weigh-in. Of course, they had a little bit of a rumble there. Why not? It probably makes good for selling tickets. Of course, those guys went in and they said, gee whiz, I really respect each other. We love each other and that kind of good stuff. The hype wouldn't be there. But the hype is there for this fight, and I think the hype is real. Of course, Benavidez undefeated at 168 pounds. Caleb Plant, the one loss. Of course, to the aforementioned Canelo Alvarez, who I think it's time to stick a fork in him pound for pound. He is no longer the king of boxing. But straight up, Jose Benavidez Sr., the father of David Benavidez, one of these big mouth guys, sort of like Teofimo Lopez Sr., one of these guys that maybe if he kept his mouth shut a little bit more, things would be a little bit more pleasant in his camp. But straight up, that camp is one of, looks like a camp of chaos. But straight up, he's undefeated. He is a man without a doubt, and pound for pound, I think he's better than Canelo. Let's hear from David Benavidez pre-fight.
David Benavidez, what happened up there just now?
Well, he tried to put his finger on my face, and I had to push his ass back, but he knows what's up. When his man's going to have to pick him up off the f***ing ground, he's bleeding, leaking all that blood. We're ready for tomorrow, 100% ready. Y le quiero dar las gracias a toda mi gente que vinieron a apoyar. Estamos al 100 y vamos para todo mañana.
David, you came in at just over 166 pounds for this. What type of message is that about how prepared you are?
It speaks for itself. I'm on weight. I've been on weight the whole week, and I'm ready, man. I'm ready to take this motherfucker's head off.
All right, final question. Does this rivalry end tomorrow night?
No.
Whoa, what can I say? I guess it's not going to end the rivalry, of course. Caleb Plant and David Benavidez, it will end tonight. I think that Benavidez is a betting favorite, of course, about a 3.5, 4-1 favorite in a lot of people's minds, but he is a betting favorite. I think the card is worth 74. 99. There's four bouts on this pay-per-view card, but you know, I don't give a snot if it's Daniel and Socrates fighting in one of the other fights. I don't care about the other fights. I only care about this one fight. In fact, they should just put this one fight on TV. Screw the rest of the fight. Screw the undercard, the whole nine yards. Bottom line is, this is going to roll, no doubt about it. $74.99. I will buy the pay-per-view tonight and watch this fight. I'm not going to a strip club. I'm going to pay $10, have some girl handling on me, that kind of good stuff. I will spend the money and watch this fight at home for $74.99. Straight up, I think it's worth worth it. 7 p.m. Eastern time. It starts on ESPN. Don't I take that back. The Richard Comey fight starts at 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, that's on ESPN. But the Showtime card starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Straight up, it will be a good fight card. And the Zone's got a card going as well. And with Jose Cepeda taking on a guy by the name of Nira Gangster Goyet. Good luck with that one. Bottom line, it says 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 o'clock in the West. But the big fight tonight, without a doubt, David Benavidez and Caleb Plant going on Showtime pay-per-view, $74.99. I'm not a big pay-per-view fan, Socrates, but I think this fight's the fight I'm paying for.
You know what? You have to be selective these days on where who gets your money, and I would not blame you if you did pay for this fight. This is a very good fight. It's probably, definitely at this stage of the year, it's the best fight we've had, and it's an intriguing matchup. You know, two guys of two different styles, and you know, what you said earlier, Benavidez Sr., he's a jerk. I mean, there was a lot of stuff said, personal stuff, talking about Caleb Plant's dead kid. You know, that stuff that, like, the commission should step in and fine his stupid ass for saying something like that. You know, like, that's just low class.
What about Donald Trump calling for death and destruction if he's indicted?
Well, I mean, come on. Let's stick to boxing. I mean, inciting a riot, you know, I mean, that's something for, you know, the authorities to you know, handle. But
I thought I would just throw that curve at you there.
I know your love for the Donald.
I know, what can I say? I've been spent time around him, and I think he's a creep.
You're not the only one.
Okay, on the undercard, we got Jesus Ramos and Joey Spencer, Chris Colbert and Jose Valenzuela, and Cody Crowley and Abel Ramos. Any of these fights going to be intriguing?
It's a decent undercard, you know. Joey Spencer and Crowley, two guys that are undefeated at junior middleweight, so someone's going to take that step forward. I'm intrigued by the local guy, Chris Colbert, coming off of a defeat, his first defeat, a humbling defeat at the hands of Hector Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Against a tough Mexican who I believe is from that Benavidez camp. So it's good. It should be a barn burner.
Okay, I got a question about Hector Garcia. I got a question. Is he still blind? I can't see. Is he still blind?
I think somebody told him what the dollar exchange rate.
I can't see. I remember Roger Mayweather said that one time in the fight. I believed him. I think Mayweather got hit by Chavez or something like that. I think Mayweather said in the corner, I can't see. I believed him. But the bottom line is I didn't believe Hector Garcia. Sorry. I thought that was a good act. Hey, speaking of acts, Zerto Ramirez last week came in 8 pounds overweight, didn't make the fight with Gabe Rosado. Gabe Rosado was an up-and-coming, as far as weight's concerned. Didn't he come up from, like, junior middleweight?
Well, Gabe has been campaigning at like 160. I mean, Gabe Rosado is a professional. You know, you give him a date, he'll be there.
He's an opponent.
He's a professional opponent. What a disgrace. It was 12 pounds overweight. That was Zerto Ramirez. What a disgrace. I mean, after getting whooped his last time out by Bivol.
I don't think he got whooped as much as he went in the tank. Because when you look at the fight, look at the punches that he threw, especially that right hook to the body, he pulled every punch he threw, he pulled. I mean, he was a bigger guy going in there physically. He should have tried to go in there and oppose as well. He never tried once. I thought that was a tank job.
Tank, choke, however you want to call it. He underwhelmed. He was disappointing. And then to come in 12 pounds overweight, that's crazy. That is crazy and a disgrace. I feel bad for everyone because the whole card was scrapped, I believe. So no one gets paid. You know, that's a really bad job.
In the amateurs, I was looking at some newspaper articles the other day where they had me fighting this guy and fighting that guy. And then I remember that fight didn't happen because the guy didn't show up at the weigh-in. They never used to show up at the weigh-in for me. They'd agree to the bouts. We'd have a bout agreement, you know, and then we'd show up and then The one that really disappointed was Bill Hernandez of the Olympic Club. That was going to be Hernandez versus Fernandez, two battle of Golden Glove champions. He didn't show up. I was at the imagine making weight, Sock. You're at the weigh and making weight, drain 138 pounds, and the mother duckers don't show up.
Disgraceful.
Oh, man. So anyway, Comey's going to get beat tonight. Ramirez is going to win that one, looks like. Benavidez is a winner tonight. What about across the pond, Lawrence Okolie and David Light?
Let me see if I got a quarter in my pocket. I can flip a coin. I think it's a competitive fight. I'll probably go with Light.
Okay, without a doubt. Now, Benavidez is going to win inside the distance. You don't see him winning a decision here, do you? I mean, the bad blood and this kind of stuff is going to make this fight a stoppage either way, right?
You know what? I think it's going to go 12. I think it's a good competitive fight. Now, remember, Ronald Gavril dropped David Benavidez in their first fight. You know, and Ronald Gavril, you know, he went 24 rounds with Benavidez. And Gavril's a big guy. He's now fighting a light heavyweight. And he dropped Benavidez with a left hook. Benavidez tends to square his feet. You know, he doesn't have great footwork. And Cale Plant does. So I wouldn't be surprised if Plant drops him early and maybe Ooh. Benavidez rallies. Don't be dismissive of Cale Plant. I think it's a really competitive fight. Hard to pick against Benavidez because he really, outside of the Gavril fights, he's looked amazing. They got the common opponent in Anthony Durrell. It's a really good fight, man. But I would definitely lean Benavidez by a close decision.
You know, but either way this fight goes, it's going to be a good fight, I think. And if Caleb Plant was a winner, I mean, they could set up a rematch or something like that. But the bottom line is, looks like David Benavidez is going to live up to the odds. We'll see what's happening there as far as the fight's concerned. Now, back to the heavyweight fight real quick. Oleg Usyk and Tyson Fury, yes or no, is it happening?
As of right now, no. What a disappointing week. I mean, we looked at the calendar a couple of weeks ago. We had Fulton and Nonway that gets postponed with an injury, quote-unquote. And then we get negotiations. Usyk apparently saying no to the demands. Fury saying it's BS. Everyone's saying Fury's full of BS. So
I get it. Straight up, Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Soc, we'll talk next week.
Enjoy the fights, my brother. Peace.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The trilogy, of course, between the welterweights. I'm talking about the UFC welterweights. Leon Edwards, still the champion at 170 pounds, a majority decision winner over the former champion, Kamaru Usman. Usman, of course, a very good fighter, without a doubt, stopped in the last fight with Leon Edwards. It was a majority decision win, 48-46, 48-46, and 47-47. One judge thought it was even. Justin Gaethje was the winner in the semi-main event over Rafael Fiziev. That was the decision. All five fights on the first, on the main card, the pay-per-view card of this one, event, this UFC event from the Apex Center in Las Vegas. Take that back, from the O2 Arena. The O2 Arena in London was a decision. Not pretty good. When you had that many decisions, probably those people sitting there on their hands a long time. Of course, the UFC rock and rolling. Tonight, they've got a card, and I'm not too... I was high on this guy at one point in time. I think it was Corey Sandhagen is how they call him, of course. A bantamweight, 135 pounds. Marlon Vera is the opponent. Of course, both these guys are in crossroads fights. Holly Holm, the former world bantamweight champion. Of course, a woman that took out Ronda Rousey at one point in time, the girl that I called her fights. In fact, I was a ring announcer for her only loss as a professional boxer when she got cut under one eye in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That was probably about 15 or 20 years ago. But Holly Holm coming back against Yana Santos, that is the co-main event. Of course, none of the other names, none of the other cards, none of the people on the card are big names. That's the way Dana rolls nowadays. Of course, trying to fill cards here, fill cards there. But he's got to show today, the 25th, won the 8th, won the 15th, won the 26th. Second, won the 29th, won the 6th of May, won the 13th of May, won the 20th of May, June 3rd, June 10th, July 8th, and October 21st. He's got them all filled up. The October 21st date will be in the Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, a place that I never want to go back to. Please, God, don't ever make me go back there. I never want to go. That place was a hellhole. The women smelled like they smelled. And they just did. I'm being a friend, though. Daniel's in the other room going, oh, Pete, you didn't really say that, did you? Yes, I did. Well, you know, when you go to different countries, I've been to 34 countries now, okay? I was, you know, it's slightly offensive when you walk through, like, whoa, you know, like, whoa, hi, my name is Rosie, whoa. So that kind of stuff, that was a little mind-boggling. And, of course, the fact it was 120 degrees in the wintertime, that was a little weird, too. But I got food poisoned over there, spent some time in the hospital in Dubai. Dubai was not a good place for me. And, no, the nurses didn't smell. But straight up, this... How did they get on that? Anyway, United Arab Emirates is going to hold some UFC 294. There was no main event as of yet, but that's October 21st. Of course, they're talking about having the UFC heavyweight champion John Jones have his last fight on the UFC contract, the current UFC contract, against Stipe Miocic. Stipe Miocic, a former, I think, Ohio State Golden Glove champion. No doubt about that. He could fight a little bit, but he's small, man. And size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And, of course, that fight was Cyril Gane and John Jones a couple weeks ago. Talk about going in the tank. I think he just said, you know what? I'm just going to let you do whatever you want with me. Let's get this over with quick. I don't want to take no ass whoopings at all. I mean, that was just the way it was. I mean, that guy left the ring with the squared circle, with the octagon, whatever you want to call it, the cage. Gane left without breaking a sweat. He didn't break a sweat. He didn't get hurt. And he went home. And if he bet against himself, I wouldn't be surprised. That's just the way. That's how one-sided it looked. Now let's go to the subject hand. Of course, making weight. I used to have minor difficulties making weight. Sometimes it was more due to the fact that I was undisciplined than anything else. I mean, you know, I would do things like I would drink sodas and have a Slurpee like the night before a fight. This and I do all kinds of crazy stuff that you're not supposed to do. And then one time, remember they locked the refrigerator. They put a chain around the refrigerator in my house, and my stepfather turned off the water. What kind of crap was that? I mean, this is what I found. I found this out like at 1:30 in the morning. I walk in, I saw the lock on the refrigerator, and it had a note, no food. Ah! So I said to myself, ah, they got me there. I said, so, okay, I'm thirsty, right? I went to turn on the water, and the water, it went for like 15 or 20 seconds, and it came to a stop. And I'm saying to myself, what's going on? And then I figured it out. The old man went out there and turned off the water. But I beat him to the water anyway because I drank some water out of, oh, are you ready for this? The toilet tank. I did. I was dying, you guys. Daniel can't figure out what that's all about, man. But if you haven't drank or eaten anything like in 24, 36 hours, and I think I was on like a 12-hour fast or something like that, I was just going out of my mind. Anyway, guys go to unbelievable extremes to make weight in the world of combat sports. Now, this little piece put together by TJ Loves Fights I thought was absolutely excellent.
Fighters cut a lot of weight before fights, and it's a huge health concern in combat sports. Recently, at the time of this recording in the UFC, Colby Covington said that he dropped 18 pounds to get to 170 pounds in a day to be the backup fighter of Leon Edwards versus Kamaru Usman 3. These type of weight cuts in not only the UFC, but also boxing and most of combat sports is very, very common, if not the standard in all combat sports. Fighters will cut an insane amount of weight to meet the weight limit and rehydrate to come back 10 or even 20 pounds heavier on the day of the actual fight. Some notable examples of extreme weight cuts include Khabib Nurmagomedov, when in his prime he reportedly walked around at 100 to 185 pounds and had to cut to 155. When Conor McGregor was fighting at featherweight, he looked like a skeleton and looked absolutely depleted when he had to go on the scales for weigh-in and make 145 pounds. Max Holloway, another 145 pounder, struggled to even make 155 pounds on short notice, and doctors had to stop him from cutting weight to try to fight Khabib. More recently, Khamzat Chimaev couldn't even make 170 pounds and missed weight by 8.5 pounds when he was supposed to fight Nate Diaz and is reportedly supposed to face somebody at 185 pounds since he now struggles to make the welterweight limit. And speaking of extreme weight loss, a little word from today's video partner. Guys, it's time to ditch your old bulky wallet and go with one of these beautiful Exter wallets. This right here is the Parliament wallet in classic brown. It can hold bills, it can hold cards, as you can see here. I love doing that, and it's just perfect for slim storage and quick card access. Additionally, you can add one of these black tracker cards to help you find your wallet and other personal belongings, and you can also use the Chiplo app to make it ring and help you find it. The app also comes with a map to help you find your belongings, and as you can see, it fits snug in my wallet. Exter also sent me over their laptop sleeve, which is made of the same premium leather, and I got it in classic brown to match my wallet. It also holds my wallet, and I've been loving all the products they've sent me. So if you want any of these products and more, head over to Exter. I'll have a link in the description below. Also, you can use code TJ to get up to 25% off during their anniversary sale until April 24th. Now, these examples of extreme weight cuts happen all the time in the UFC, given that the UFC, relatively speaking, has less weight classes than most combat sports, though it is still a prevalent issue in boxing. Recently in the boxing world, Gervonta Davis has pushed for a rehydration clause that would require Ryan Garcia to not rehydrate anything above 10 pounds after weigh-ins. So obviously this begs the question, why do fighters have to cut so much weight? Why don't they just fight at their own weight? The answer is simple. I briefly mentioned it before, but the rehydration process is huge. Basically, if you can drain yourself to weigh in for one day at the given weight, on the night of the fight, you can basically come in 10, 20 pounds heavier, and obviously that size can be a huge advantage going into the fight. I really couldn't find any history on weight cutting and when it started, but it's practically been a standard for a long time in combat sports. Dustin Poirier, somebody who cuts a lot of weight to make 155 pounds and has been upwards at around 190 pounds when walking around, describes it best.
Because I'd rather just fight at my walking around weight, you know?
Yeah.
But if I fight at 170, these guys are 200 plus pounds.
Right, that is the problem.
Basically, since everybody is doing it, if you're not cutting weight, it puts you at an immediate clear disadvantage as everybody on fight night is about 10 to 20 pounds heavier than what the fight was planned for. So that leads us into our first problem, which is cheating and the ethics of weight cutting. Size and weight matters in fighting at a high level when everybody is a professional and everybody is very, very skilled. This is precisely the reason why there are weight classes in order to force fighters to fight fighters that are of similar size and weight. However, if there are cases of extreme weight cutting and rehydration to a size much bigger than the weight limit, then that defeats the purpose entirely. Joe Rogan describes this perfectly in what he calls sanctioned cheating.
Yeah. It's sanctioned cheating, absolutely. And it's cheating at a much higher scale even than PEDs. Yeah. If you get two people and they both weigh 135, but they're both they're both totally hydrated, and one of them has been doing steroids and one of them hasn't been doing steroids, the difference will be far less than if one person weighs in at 135 but then balloons up to 160 and then gets into that octagon at 160. But there's no PEDs involved. Well, that's a much greater advantage than someone who's doing some sort of a testosterone thing or something.
This type of cheating really has fans asking the question, were you really the best fighter in that division? Say you fight at 155 pounds and become champion there, but you naturally weigh at around 185 pounds and you fight at around 170 to 175 pounds. Were you really the best 155-pound fighter if you were only 155 pounds for one night? This has spawned the term weight bully, which is given to fighters that are way too big for their weight class, making some fans and even some fighters think that this is cheating. Though the conversation of weight bullying and extreme weight cuts is very contentious and very controversial, this next problem that stems from weight cutting is a much more serious one. Extreme weight cutting can result in very fatal health concerns. When a fighter, especially in lower weight divisions, cut a drastic amount of weight, this leads to a state of extreme dehydration. Studies have shown that even when they quote-unquote rehydrate, these fighters are still in a state of extreme dehydration, and this causes decreases in cerebral spinal fluid secretion. Cerebral spinal fluid, aka CSF, is the fluid that surrounds and cushions the brain in the skull, and this is obviously important for fighters as their brain has a higher likelihood to hit their skull more than the average person. So when a fighter cuts a ton of weight, there's less of this cushion between the brain and the skull, so when fighters get hit, it could be much, much worse or even fatal. One study showed that the effects of concussions actually worsen because of these weight cuts, and another study showed that traumatic brain injuries are more prevalent, or fighters are more vulnerable to these type of injuries because of these weight cuts. In this study, they furthermore showed that lightweights in comparison to heavyweights in mixed martial arts suffer a greater volumetric decrement in the brain because of fighting in a state of dehydration. Or in other words, lighter weight classes are actually experiencing a decrease in brain volume because of weight cutting, which is extremely scary. This is why some have hypothesized that the weight cutting and dehydration is the reason why the deaths in combat sports are so prevalent in lower weight classes. And finally, the last problem I want to go over when it comes to weight cutting is eating disorders. I've actually mentioned this in a previous video on why fighters balloon to huge weights, but basically, combat sports athletes have crazy eating disorders and relationships with food. A good example of this is Paddy Pimblett, who tends to eat like crazy when he's not fighting and balloon to insane weights, but it really becomes a problem when these fighters retire and they seem to balloon even past their walk-around weight, and their diet and health becomes a huge problem. Boxing has a whole slew of these examples, including Prince Nassim Hamed, Marcos Maidana, and Ricky Hatton.
Prince Nassim Hamed, holy cow, the guy's 5'2", 265 pounds. He's taller laying down than he is standing up, like a lot of girls I used to date. I kid you, I'm serious. I mean, the guy's 5'2", 260, how the hell can you be two? How can the hell can you be 5'2" and 260 pounds? But he is. I kid you not. As far as Ricky Hatton's concerned, Ricky's lost some weight lately. I don't think you should put him in that fat league. But the bottom line is Prince Nassim Hamed is in a league all by his own. Of course, he was undefeated. Everybody thought he was a rage in boxing. He was a good attraction, no doubt about that. Of course, he had the people in the Middle East eating out of his hand. Of course, they were giving like $25, $30 million a fight. So the million dollars HBO was giving him was nothing. Okay, he was making all this money off this Middle Eastern television. But the bottom line is, he ran into his first real fighter, Marco Antonio Barrera, and Barrera destroyed him. Of course, he came back one fight after that. He got the win, but I think he got knocked down. The bottom line is Prince Nassim Hamed, really not that much of a fighter. He was a front runner, a sprinter. He was a guy that when he got out in front, it was cool. But as far as coming from behind, that was not Prince Nassim Hamed, without a doubt. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, back with tonight's predictions right after the break.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Some of the odds for tonight's fights to go on a bet. I wouldn't mind betting the main event, but I'm not a betting guy, wink, wink. Anyway, bottom line is ESPN, 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock in the West Coast. Jose Carlos Ramirez, the hometown guy from Fresno, minus 705 favorite against Richard Comey. Comey coming to us from New York via Ghana. He is a plus 435 underdog. Comey's not going to hear the final bell. Or if he does, it will be somewhat uncompetitive because Comey doesn't have the intestinal fortitude, I think, anymore to really win. That's just, I'm sorry. Anyway, speaking of winning, wow. A little while ago, Lawrence Okobu is going to be defending the WBO Cruiserweight title, and he's going to defend against David Light. And according to Socrates Palmer, David Light is going to win this fight. He's a plus 350 underdog, so he's picking an upset there, no doubt about that. But in the main event, David Benavidez, what can I say? He is a betting favorite, 2.5 to 1, 3 to 1, some part. Some people have it 4 to 1. Some people have it even a little higher. The money line is a little bit higher. But the bottom line is he's expected to win. A minus 400 favorite right now, plus 325 as far as Caleb Plant's concerned. On the money line, it's about the same thing, minus 375 or plus 275 on Caleb Plant. Now, listen, Caleb Plant is not a stiff. He's not a hobo. He's not like me, okay? He's going to go out there. He's going to give it his all. Do I think it'll be enough? No. But would I be totally surprised and shocked if he won? I don't know if the word shocked would apply, but the bottom line is I definitely would be surprised because I think that David Benavidez is in a league of his own right now. Maybe I'm wrong. I've said this before. Of course, I've been wrong a lot. But the bottom line is I think right now, pound for pound, the world of boxing, especially at 168 in that area around 168, David Benavidez is the best. Of course, he's talked if he can't make the fight with Canelo Alvarez or get big money at 168, he'll go to 175. Wow. We're going to say Canelo Alvarez, of course, is going to take on John Ryder. It looks like it's going to go down May the 6th. Of course, in Guadalajara, Mexico. Good luck on that one, John Ryder. But John Ryder is going to be take him to Mexico. They're going to treat him like gold because he's just like the sacrificial lamb, okay? If he goes down there and plays the game the way he's supposed to, he will stop probably within 5 or 6 rounds, maybe 7 rounds. But the bottom line is he's not going the route. He's not being picked to go the route. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition, March 25th, 2023. Don't forget the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time. For 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, of course, Sports Byline USA, and, of course, iHeartRadio. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel's the man. Thank you so much. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect.